Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. Okay, T, how's your week been? Got anything to report?
Yeah, you know, we went to my son's piano recital this weekend, which was a lot of fun. He likes being good at things, right? And he likes getting in front of people and showing them that he's good at things. But it's rewarding for me because, you know, there's a lot of like, go to your room and practice, you know, along the way. But he did a great job and I'm really proud of him. And I hope that he, you know, learns a sense of like craftsmanship and skill from this. You know, that's kind of what our job is. We do something over and over again and we get better and better at it. And I just think that's a really important life skill. And so I hope he gets it. And I had fun along the way, right? We all like music and he knows a lot more about music than I do.
Well, it's pride of ownership too. When a kid has to step up on a stage in front of people and sit down.
Right.
And one, it takes a lot of nerve.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 8, so that's a big deal for him to go up on stage by himself and do it.
Right.
And then to execute it afterwards. And I must say, as an observer, it sounded just like the crawling spider, which is what the music was called.
Yeah.
So it was very impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a ton of fun. You know, it's that time of year where we get to do a lot of those year-end accomplishments, which I really liked. So this month, we are talking about renting in Boston. And this week, we're going to talk about personalizing your rental. You do have some latitude to do that as a renter in Boston, if you know how to work with your landlord and how to understand your lease. So why don't we talk about, like, Mom, do you have any opinions on what the most impactful things you can do when you're modifying your own rental?
Are you talking about from a landlord or as a tenant?
As a tenant. So we're kind of talking about what a tenant can do. Although we could answer the landlord question. I mean, if you're trying to get more money, that's an important question too.
So interestingly enough, when I thought about this, I think there are two things that you can do that are kind of low budget with greater value.
Right.
When you become a tenant, because you don't know how long you're going to be there.
Right.
The first thing is obviously paint it to warm it up.
Yeah.
You have to be a little bit careful because a landlord can require you to return it back to its original color.
Right.
And you also have to be a little careful because although you might like orange and purple, the next person may not. And so you're going to be liable for getting it back to
a more normal color. Yeah. Or whatever the landlord wants.
Whatever the landlord wants.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, I think things like draperies and things that window that give you a little bit of color, because typically when you go into a rental, you're getting white on white on white.
Yeah.
And that's the easiest thing for the landlord to do to give everybody a clean palette.
Right.
So those two things, I think, out of the gate, you can do and not spend a lot of money. But as a tenant, the other thing to do is be creative with storage, because a lot of times in units, there's not a great ability to store things.
Right.
So doing some homework and kind of creative storage ideas can really help you.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And I will add one layer on to cover everything, which is anything you do that changes the unit itself, you should probably talk to your landlord. You do, and you can talk to your potential landlord when you're applying for a rental. You can talk to them when you move in, just that everybody's got the same expectations. Most landlords I have found are fine. Like, as long as you're doing something that is reasonable use, right, you are entitled to quiet enjoyment of the property, they'll say yes to it. If you want to paint it orange and purple, they might say to you what you just said of like, okay, well, you can do that, but you're on the hook to
repaint it.
And if I don't like the quality, I can hire a professional painter and take that out of your security deposit.
And I think that reasonable is the key word when you're a tenant. You know, you want to be reasonable. You want your landlord to be reasonable. So it is a working relationship.
Right, right. And then the other thing I'll add is with storage, right? Storage is a big part of rentals here. A lot of places are on the smaller side of the spectrum. And what I have found is using vertical storage makes a huge difference. So if you are looking at, you know, if you have a bare wall, like that wall's got to work harder.
Yeah.
And so you can put floating shelves, or you might be able to put a wardrobe or some sort of chest of drawers. Like any of that can make a big difference in how the apartment lives, because instead of living with your stuff has its home and you have your own home.
Yeah. You just have to look at the space not as a box,
mm-hmm.
but what you can do to make that box more three-dimensional.
Yes, exactly. What happens if your landlord says, no, I don't want you to do anything? Again, this is rare, but, you know, check the lease, right? You have, you know, make sure that you understand what your rights are as a tenant, what their rights are as a landlord, right? They are entitled to this property that they own, right? That they have put money into. And there's nothing wrong with them saying that you have to take care of it as a tenant, but you are also entitled to enjoy the space that you live in. So I have not found that usually when it gets to that point, there's a lot of things wrong with the landlord-tenant relationship and it's probably not long for this world. But whenever there's a question mark and you disagree with your landlord about what you're allowed to do, you can always just go back to the lease.
Refer back to the lease.
Exactly. Refer back to the lease. Cool. So why is it important to personalize your rental space from the start?
Well, first and foremost, you never know how long you're going to stay in a rental. It could be a year. It could be 2 years.
Yeah.
I just think that it's been interesting. So I have a niece that's graduating from college. Mm-hmm. So she is facing, and all of her friends are facing this. And then we have friends that have a college student at BC, and they're living in these houses off campus.
Right.
And I would say to you that, as we mentioned before in Boston, there are a lot of old buildings and old houses that are converted.
Right.
If you go to Southie, you've got these three, they were once three floors, very vertical houses.
Mm-hmm.
I think the plus to personalize your rental space early and from the start is you will live it better. It will be something that you come into every day and everything has a place. There are containers, things that are stuck underneath beds and stored away. And I think the reason I would want it from the very beginning is it would feel much more like a home and less like a dorm situation.
Right.
And a lot of people transition to Boston or first-time tenants
mm-hmm.
are coming out of a college environment, or maybe they've lived with four people before and they finally have a space of their own.
Yeah.
I think it gives you an opportunity to express yourself
mm-hmm.
and have things in the apartment that you or condo that you're renting that make you want to come home and enjoy the time that you are at home. I think if your place is kind of depressing and you don't like it, it's dark, it's stank, you don't have a washer dryer, whatever it may be, your inclination is to hang and be away from that space.
Right. I mean, the chief answer for me is that even though you don't own it, it's still your home. It's where you live. And so the longer you get to live it exactly the way you want to, the happier you'll be. I almost compare it to, like, I get this comment a lot when we sell houses where people do a bunch of things to their house to get it ready for sale. And they're like, gosh, I wish I'd lived this way the whole time.
Right, exactly. Might as well enjoy what you're going to do to the improvements.
Exactly. And that's how I feel about renting as well. Like, making your own space. You don't have to spend a ton of money and get furniture that fits the exact space that you're going to move out of at some point. But you can make these modifications that are cost conscious and really improve your quality of life.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with our joke of the week and a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. All right, Mom, I've got a joke for you this week. I know you've got ones.
I have some good ones.
we'll get them. All right. When Thor decided to leave the Avengers, what job did he want instead?
To operate a bulldozer?
That's a good guess. He wants to be a real Thor.
A real Thor. That's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope we don't get copyright infringement on that one, by the way.
That's good.
Okay, another question from the mailbag this week. How'd you get into real estate?
Would you like to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I can go first this time. So I worked in corporate jobs for like 10 years before I got into real estate, and my wife did the same thing. There were a couple of things that drove me towards this job. Number one is it was just getting really hard to sustain two careers, you know, in that environment, right? Because you have to be, you're locked at your desk from 9 to 5 at least.
I refer to it as a rigid work space. You had to be in person in that space.
Right.
And you had to have your job really, that kind of 40 or 50 hours was like 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
Right. 40 or 50 hours, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, so, it was Monday through Friday, whatever, however long the day
right.
was.
And this was before COVID, right? Yeah. So the whole work from home thing hadn't happened. So I was looking to do my own thing and I needed to do it in a way that leveraged my strengths and also kind of fit the direction that I wanted to take, you know, our family life. And so it's worked out really well. You know, my kids are able to do a lot of things because of the flexibility to say, I can meet with somebody at this time, but not that time, right? Mm-hmm. I can take them to where they need to be. And
I think the reason I found it worked for me was you spread over a week. You got 7 days to accomplish what you would normally were trying to get into 5 days. And that gave me the flexibility that I needed with a family.
Right. And that matters when, like, even it just stuff comes up, right? So, you know, I have to go to doctor's appointments all the time for my kids, right? They're not even sick. I don't know why I'm at the doctor's all the time. But before, that was just a huge production, right? I had to leave the office. I had to take the train to the kids' daycare, pick them up, take them to the doctor, drop them back off, go back to the office, then come home. And, you know, it's like, by then, you're like, your whole afternoon shot. So that was why I got into it.
I think the flexibility of spreading your work week out, it should not be diminished by the fact that real estate agents work 24/7 and they're kind of on call all the time. So it's very hard to plan a getaway or a birthday party or Mother's Day, which is coming up, because even though we might squeeze in lunch at one spot, I'm doing a walkthrough at 6 o'clock at night to accommodate sellers. So in no way, shape, or form would I diminish and say that we work less hours than the corporate job. It's just that it's spread over a number of days.
It's more flexible.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I had somebody call me a weekend warrior once, and I was like, I work 7 days a week. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston, or on the web at yatesboston.com.